and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 523. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who's actually more microtransaction than man, Wombat.
Sure. But how much points do you get if you play with me offline?
Well, there's a cooldown. So you
sure
can earn
is.
A certain number of points, but...
And at my age, it seems to be getting longer and longer.
Ugh. I'm hanging up.
You started every time. It's not my fault.
Wait, I started out. That by making a microtransaction?
Time. Yep.
Joke?
Yes, you started it. Shipwreck, did he start it?
I don't know how you got from micro to your penis, but here we are.
He went immediately there, I think. It didn't enter my mind at all.
You're a liar.
Your penis never enters my mind, or as little as possible, unless it's forced upon me.
Your mind
you.
Never.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
We're gross people. We're gross people.
I'm allowed in. I've never been banned from a shopping mall. I'll say that.
So I was, but only for farting. Yes, go on.
Is that because you crop dusted an entire wing of Roosevelt
Spencer's
Field?
Gift? Yeah. I left a present in Spencer's Gift.
I like to do that, like if I'm like feeling bad about something, and like I don't want to be in the store anyway, but I have to be there. It's a good way to get your frustrations out. Just crop dust a few aisles. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of controversies to talk about this week, mostly revolving around loot boxes and microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's a lot
another
of
another week of that, huh?
What's another week of that?
We this haven't solved this problem yet.
I feel like I've solved it, but nobody's listening. We'll talk about that later.
I've got it pre-ordered.
Microtransactions?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's what the game is called. Microtransactions.
Right. If I could just like pre-order some microtransactions, that would be good.
They should give you a discount on the loot crates if you pre-order them.
That sounds good. Yeah.
You know, get like instead of like $20 worth, you get $25 if you pre-order. Come on, I'm making money now. Am I doing this right?
I'm sure some game has done that already, right?
Yeah. They have like Founders Editions that give you currency.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, but those are usually like free games that give you, well, or they're just more expensive, I guess. Like I think like NBA 2K has that $100 version that comes with something that's not in the $60 version.
Right. Sneakers?
No, it looks like it's like Shaq coins or something. There's something in there.
Shaq coins.
Yeah, I'm not. I read some review of that of NBA 2K18's currencies.
Shaq coins.
It sounds like a real turnoff.
I never buy any of this stuff.
Me
ever.
Neither.
Nor should you.
Shouldn't I?
I think they want you to, but I don't think you should.
I think usually it just comes down to I don't play the modes that use these things.
That's probably has a lot to do with it too. So,
and that'll be true of Battlefront.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You wouldn't play the multiplayer at all, Chip?
No, I'm going to play the multiplayer.
I'd play it some. I don't know. Like the first game, Mrs. Shipwreck and I played it, and like after we played it for 45 minutes, we were pretty much had seen everything. It was like a night's worth of Battlefront, and
yeah, it was like Overwatch.
What's that? Stop. I think EA Access gives you 10 hours. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, only the first three levels of the campaign.
Yeah, but I heard the campaign's fairly short, so
the three levels that they give you in EA Access is pretty short. I'll tell you that, yeah. But let's talk about that later. We're getting ahead of ourselves, I feel.
Yes, sure.
How about some show feedback from last week?
Sure. Apathy Lad has to say, and this is in regards to talking about Rotten Tomato scores and if they matter. And he says, Rotten Tomatoes will give you a general idea of what percentage of people liked it, but not how good it is. But really, sites like Metacritic and RT work best, Rotten Tomatoes, work best if you at least read a couple of the reviews to get a sense of where they're coming from. Different critics use scores differently. After all, Roger Ebert would say movie scores are relative, not absolute. If a horror movie gets a 75% and a Pixar movie gets a 90%, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Pixar movie is better. Got it?
Thanks. I know how reviews work. I'm familiar with Roger Ebert and his career and body of work. yeah, I know.
I saw Thor.
Nice.
Okay, well, right, just to dovetail this right into Watch This Bitches, you liked it?
I did. I thought that was a very good movie.
It's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. It is really fun. It's definitely in the vein of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Which I enjoy that. I think lots of jokes, not all of them hit, but I think for the quantity that they came out with a winning percentage.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
They weren't all winners. Some fell
flat. But there were so many of them that it's impossible for them to all be winners.
Right. Yeah. Did you get all your food that you ordered?
I did at the restaurant I went to after I watched the movie.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going back to that same theater on Saturday to go see the Justice League. And I'm wondering what I should
do. Speaking of Metacritic scores...
Yeah, not so hot, but if you recall from my last time, I got free passes. So, Justice League it is.
Ah, I see. Are you you're not gonna order food, right?
I don't think so. But we're going to a 6:15 show, and there's part of me that's like, do I give it another shot?
Oh,
I know. It's like I'm a glutton for punishment, and I get what I deserve. So we'll see what happens. Right. I don't know.
Spring your
so are you
bucket.
Looking forward to that movie, or are you just watching it because you have to?
I am partially looking forward to it, and I don't want to go in watch it. Yeah, I'm all in. Or as my wife would say, all in with a question mark. And we'll see.
Oh, it's only 2 hours.
Yeah, it's only 2 hours long.
It's a brisk 2 hours.
I don't know. It's got Batman
in
it.
Only 2 hours.
I'm going to go see it and we'll see how it is. Hopefully it's good.
Let's find out who else's mom's name is Martha.
Yeah. So is Cyborg. Cyborg's mom is named Martha. Everyone knows that.
Perfect.
No.
Martha Borg.
Martha Borg. I have a friend whose last name is Borg.
Do you really?
Yes.
Does he tell you that you'll be assimilated?
He does. Yeah, I don't think he's ever watched an episode of Star Trek in his life. But anyway, that's not what we want to talk about.
I would definitely look forward to your review.
Next week, it's a teaser. What do I think of Justice League?
Did you get your food? How was the
movie? Get...
Yeah.
Yes. Food and movie.
Perfect.
Why do you you've written a movie, you've put Aquaman in it.
Yes.
Okay, you've gotten that
my
far.
Man.
Yes.
You put and my man Aquaman in it, yes.
You've decided to have an air combat scene.
Right, where he's
like, this is what you've written. You had both of these elements, and this is what you've gone with.
Well, if he was underwater, then when he says...
I'm sure in the movie there is a scene where the man who could breathe underwater comes in handy. like maybe they run out of chips and they have to send him to the store to get chips.
Cyborg falls into the water.
Oh, Cyborg's in the water. Someone's got to be able to breathe underwater. And Superman's like, don't worry, I got this. And Aquaman's like, but I can't. Get some more
Superman's dead.
Superman's dead.
I don't know, but I've seen like posters and stuff, and they have the Superman symbol on it.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
That's just because it means hope.
I have a theory that Now it's wild, but Supergirl shows up. That's
they
what I'm
definitely
thinking.
Embalmed him.
Mm. Is it weird when you see the other Flash, like in posters and stuff? Are you still watching The Flash, GP?
No.
Okay, because I still watch The Flash. It's a good show. And when I see other Flash, I'm like, you're not the Flash.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird to me, but it's an odd choice they made to have two Flashes in pop culture at the same time. But now, then again, now there's two Supermen, so whatever.
It's so they can pay the guy less.
Yeah.
Both the guys.
Both guys.
Yeah.
You're replaceable. We got Gustin waiting in the wings.
Yeah. Let's see. What are we doing? Watch this, bitches?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't said anything we watched yet. No, Shipwrecks saw Thor. And you watched what? What is this year?
I finished season 2 of Stranger Things.
Oh, was it Stranger?
I'll say that, was it Stranger? I don't know that it was Stranger. But it was entertaining. The first 3 episodes were very slow, I thought, and we were going to sort of give up because it was just a lot of people talking and waiting for stuff to happen. But it picks up and, you know, it's good. Good stuff. You guys won't watch it, probably.
I couldn't get into the first season.
Yeah. It has 80s references, but it doesn't beat you over the head with it like Ready Player One.
How violent is it?
No, it's not that violent. It's not like Jessica Jones violent.
Okay. That's what I was worried about. All these shows are just like super violent. I don't really enjoy
it. So you're
that.
Not going to watch The Punisher on Friday with your wife?
No. I don't like The Punisher. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of The Punisher as a character either.
He's just a guy with a lot of guns.
Yeah, I think that's something that one of the few things we agree on, Shipwreck, is just The Punisher.
He's just kind of like Batman to me. Like, that's pretty much Batman.
But he's not Batman.
He's got the guns.
He's pointless Batman.
Well, he's got a point, and that's to shoot people.
Exactly.
With all of his guns. But he doesn't have, like, fancy car. And
He's got a van.
He doesn't have
a shirt.
No Playboy lifestyle.
He's got a sidekick.
He does?
The guy who sits in the van.
What's his name? Guy.
Microchip or something like that, I believe his name is.
Is he in the TV show?
I think you're thinking about your penis again.
I think he is.
Microchip.
I remember that Punisher downloadable only game for PS3.
Yes, I recall.
The online shooter, first-person shooter.
I've played a little of that, I'm pretty sure.
That was a thing that happened.
Yep. They didn't try very hard.
So strange.
Also, in Watch This Bitches, Amazon announced that they're bringing a Lord of the Rings TV show to Amazon Video.
Good for them.
It could be
good. The Lord of the Rings, also known as The Hobbit.
Well, they're not doing that, I don't think. That's been done recently.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place 1,000 years after the events of The Lord of the Rings, and it's the modern era. So everything looks like now, but it has rangers in it and stuff. They did it that way so they could save money on locations.
They need to bring back Knight Rider. That's going to be the big one, I think.
So didn't they try that once? They tried that not that long ago.
It was a long time ago.
Was it that long ago, the reboot, the Knight Rider reboot?
Well, that was the one where with the Ford
Mustang.
Probably
like a decade ago now, right?
Yeah. With Val Kilmer as the Ford Mustang.
Was that who it was?
Yeah, I think it was a
Mustang. He was replaced because he was doing car commercials for another company, and he had to choose between doing the commercials or doing the TV show, and he decided to do the commercials because he thought the commercials would last longer than the TV show, and he was right. So.
Yeah, Val Kilmer. Yeah, it couldn't have been good.
Sure. Lord of the Rings, though. I guess.
Sure.
I guess that can be a thing again.
I'm glad
it just seems like something that won't die. Like, they just keep beating us over the head with Lord of the Rings. And we're not sure that we really want any of it, but what else are we going to do?
Well, we could say the same thing about Star Wars.
Yeah, well, but I think I think more people want that, though.
I think they, I don't know.
It's a lot of Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, but we're still all buying it and watching it.
I know.
Under protest, though. Under protest, yeah.
For the same reason that I'm going to go see Justice League.
Under protest.
Yeah. Well,
they better bring you a bucket of chicken. That's all I know.
I know. It's like, do I go? Do I attempt to order a bucket of chicken?
Is that what you ordered last time?
No.
Oh, no. You had the app.
Yeah, we ordered the app sampler. Thinking that would be, you know, a fun thing to eat during the movie for the two of us. This time I may just say, hey, just can you put some chicken in a bucket now? Just put chicken in a bucket now.
Hand it to me like an animal.
Yeah, so I could eat it, so I could stick my face in it while I watch Maria Menounos tell me what I should be watching on TV.
Just get the popcorn.
I know. I don't like popcorn.
What?
Sorry.
You don't cry and you don't like popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Maybe there's a connection. Did I ever tell you about the time I was a child and my parents left me at the circus in the popcorn machine for 4 hours? I cried and cried and cried and ate so much popcorn.
Then it short-circuited because you cried and then you were in a lot of pain, excruciating pain for over 4 hours.
I think I just had a breakthrough.
Yay, you're cured. Whew, we did it. Solving problems.
Oh, we're so dumb. What's next?
I think we're at new releases.
All right.
Okay. I know, Wombat, you've been playing some of Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2.
I have, and not alone. I've been playing co-op with Sabrina. And we're quite enjoying it. It's very cute. It's a lot of fun. It looks good, like, for a Lego game. Like, they do improve the graphics on those games as they make more of them.
I feel like that's your box quote for every one of these Lego games.
Yeah,
it's good for a Lego game. It's improved.
And as someone who's been playing Lego Dimensions, you know what to expect with this game. It's not good. It doesn't change things up in a huge way. But still, if you're a fan of Marvel and you want a game to play with your kids and you don't want to buy toys, this is the best you're going to get, probably, of these Lego games. And that's probably not an understatement.
This has a huge city again, or?
This is, it's not one huge city. It's a lot of smaller areas. So right now we have the New York City portion unlocked, but there's also like a medieval section that we got, and I think there's a couple more, but I don't know what they are yet. Like Wakanda is probably one of them, I think. There's over 200 characters. The character select screen already, just because it shows you, you know, all the blacked out characters, it's ridiculous to look at because it's just huge. It takes up the whole screen of all the characters. It's the most characters I think that I believe they've had in a Lego game yet. And you know, it's very interesting when you think about like that compared to like a Lego Dimensions, where if you wanted more than three characters you had to buy them. And yet here is this game that at retail costs less than what Lego Dimensions did at retail. I know there are no toys, but has 20 times the amount of playable characters built in. So
right, I'm sure it's good enough. Yeah,
exactly. So that, you know, if you want to play a game with a whole bunch of Marvel superheroes in some really cool locations, boom, like space,
right,
then you know, yeah, exactly, here you go. Starts off, the cold open is you're the Guardians of the Galaxy. Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy,
right, we played Sabrina, that part at E3.
Yeah, see, so yeah.
It looked good for a Lego game.
That's the quote. It looks really good for a Lego game. Now, we were commenting, both Sabrina and I noticed how, like, on the capes now, you could see where they cut, you know, like on the toys where they fold over underneath the neck.
Yep.
Yeah, like that kind of detail is in there now that I feel like wasn't as sharp before.
Well, they did it.
Yeah.
Imagine what it looks like on the 1X.
You know, I'm trying to say things that people might be interested in who are fans of Lego and Marvel and games.
So, unlocking all these things, is it just playing through, or is this loot box?
No, there's no loot boxes in this.
It's the same as it always was with the earning the Legos.
Yeah, there's the earning the bricks, the gold bricks, and there's also earning the studs to unlock some characters. Right. Other characters you unlock via gameplay. There is a season pass, which is $15. And with the season pass, there are two character packs. But that's been pretty standard with, like, I think the last five Lego games that have come out. So that's nothing new.
Got it.
But there's no surprise. You know what the characters are.
Right.
So.
All right. What else we got this week?
Should we talk about Star Wars Battlefront? It's kind of out right now.
Yes. Minus the loot boxes and talk about the loot boxes later, or?
Sure. Yeah. Let's just talk about, you've played through the three levels, it sounds like.
I played through the three levels of the campaign. My issue with it so far, and this may be too small of a sampling to really tell you guys that much, but I don't want to necessarily play as a Black Ops stormtrooper. I want to be shooting stormtroopers. I want to be the good guy. So to me,
or Darth Vader.
Or Darth Vader would be good. Yeah, I guess. But to be just basically a Black Ops stormtrooper killing rebel guys, that's not my bag.
That's, you think, not, that's how the story ends?
My guess is that she somehow comes to be a good guy, but I have no idea.
I'm going to go out on a limb, having not played this game, and say that at some point she just switches sides. And
but I don't want to do that at all, though. Like, I don't, like, oh, great, I just shot this rebel guy right in the face. Like, great.
Yeah, because it's a little cliched as a story in general, and then...
Well, you're assuming it's cliched.
I am. I'm making a big assumption that's probably accurate.
I don't know. It seemed pretty. It seems fine.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to play as a stormtrooper. They've been trying to make us want to play as a stormtrooper for like 10 years now.
Roger, Roger.
Right. I mean, like, I don't. You can call it a clone trooper. I still don't want to play as a clone trooper. It's not what I want.
Ideally, you have a lightsaber of some sort.
Right. I don't care about Starkiller, but he was still fun to play with.
Right.
He did all the
Force.
Had the Force. Had the lightsaber.
Had a cool name.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had Luke's original name.
Yep.
It's cool.
It's cool. It worked.
It was good. Yeah. I just
I at least want to play as Kyle Katarn or whatever his name was. Like back of the Shadows of the Empire. Something like where it's interesting to shoot stormtroopers. I don't want to be shooting from the other direction.
Yeah. That was my biggest problem so far. The multiplayer, did you guys play the multiplayer at all?
No, I didn't even download the demo. I thought about it, but again, I pre-ordered it on the PlayStation 4. I don't want to start progress on the Xbox One and then and have to start over again.
Why did you just get it for Xbox?
Because I already pre-ordered it in the store.
No, but why didn't you get it for Xbox?
I don't know, because I'm stupid. What do you want? Because Shipwreck said he was getting it on the PlayStation 4.
But why would you do that?
My PlayStation 4 has Darth Vader on it.
So
come on. That's
so
ridiculous.
I listened to Shipwreck. He said, I'm going PlayStation 4.
The worst thing is that's probably the true reason.
I know.
That's absolutely the true reason.
It is the true reason. I'm like, oh, he thinks the PlayStation 4 is the way to go? I trust him.
He thinks. He thinks he has a PlayStation with Darth Vader on it, and he's going to put all of his Star Wars stuff in
there. Well, it is the, you know, that's the marketing dollars.
Right.
Console.
Right. But this way, when you buy your Xbox One X, you can just take all your progress with you.
Yeah, whatever. Eat me.
Anyway, EA Access is great. I mean, 10 hours.
It is. I'll play it on there.
Last year, I didn't even buy NHL 17 because I didn't hit that 10-minute mark.
There's still a chance I'm going to cancel that pre-order anyway, so...
Yeah, my issue, I played a bunch of the multiplayer. I forget about the loot crates, but just like the gameplay of the multiplayer, you know, it looks good. The graphics are good on the One X for sure. Some of the scenes I'm interested in, like when you're back on Hoth, like, yeah, I like that. But as soon as you introduce any of the new movie stuff, I just don't care. I mean, because I guess the game's kind of shallow.
The new 15-year-old movie stuff, right?
That, yeah.
20-year-old movie
or stuff. This, or the ones that just came out. The one that just came out.
Which one? Rogue Force One or?
Force Unleashed?
Force Awakens.
Whatever.
That one's in there? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
Rey's in there. And Kylo.
Is she? I think it's Maz Kanata's cantina.
No, you can. She's one of the heroes, and I think she's unlocked.
Okay,
a few of them are unlocked. Yoda is for sure unlocked.
Yeah,
and Lando.
I like Rey. I like Yoda.
They give you Lando too.
Luke and Vader are not unlocked.
Right,
but those are the two biggies that everyone's complaining about.
But before we get into that, I'd say that the battles are so big. I don't feel that I have much impact on them, and I'm not, I'll tell you, I'm not good at the game, but I managed to get some kills.
I played the beta and I wasn't too thrilled. I mean, that was sort of why I continued to pre-order it. I don't know. Like, I don't even know why I pre-ordered it.
Because Best Buy made it so cheap that you felt like you couldn't afford not to do it.
I know, because it's going to cost me $37 to get the game and I'm going to get $10 back if I get it.
Right.
And this part of me is like, well, is that worth it? And I still honestly don't know if that's worth it.
My idea.
And this is the only Star Wars game in town.
And it's the only Star Wars game
for now.
But I also don't even know what I'm going to play it.
There's a lot of games right now.
I know. I have so many games right now. I have Marvel superheroes. I got all sorts of new. Hellboy came out this week in Injustice 2, and this stuff.
I think I was going to get it because it's like for the same reason that it's so cheap at Best Buy. But I thought maybe I won't get it and just mooch off my 10 hours and send a message that we don't like the loot box situation.
Yeah. If I have time tomorrow, I have to cancel my pre-order tomorrow. Not that I couldn't just go to the store the day it comes out and be like, I don't want this anymore.
Right.
It hasn't been opened.
You wouldn't
Take
even have
back.
To go to the store.
Just well, I pre-ordered, I pre-ordered in the store.
You just don't pick it up.
Well, but I put $5 down. That's how you do it in the store. So I have to get my $5 back.
Right.
Lame.
What else do we got in the new releases?
L.A. Noire is out. That came out for PlayStation 4 and Switch and Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember when somebody posted the ending of the game in thread titles on CAG and ruined the game for me while I was playing it. And then I stopped playing it.
I never got to the end of it.
Me neither.
Really slow.
Yep.
I remember being slow and there were some like platforming sections.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I did. It was like running on scaffolding.
Oh. I've never played that game.
And it wasn't like it was that difficult to like run around the scaffolding. It just wasn't fun. And like, it was like at that moment that I was just like, what am I doing? This isn't fun.
Right. Yeah, I'm good.
I like the detective parts of that, just not the action, which is the weird part.
I'm putting all of my eggs in Detroit, Become Human.
I think that's going to work out for you.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Can have plenty of eggs.
This Need for Speed game came out. Need for Speed Payback. I feel like no one is talking about that at all.
I didn't even realize. I honestly thought it had already like come out.
EA Access. Download that shit.
I don't care.
Well, I checked it out.
Oh, did you? How was it?
I was expecting big things from the 1X because I heard it was enhanced. But it's still, I don't know. It felt kind of crappy and there was a lot of popping when I was driving. And I was like, I have a feeling this game's not going to be, because nobody was really talking about it at all.
Are my sure expectations were sort of upgrade cards popping in.
I didn't get that far in it.
Okay.
But I just had low expectations before I even started playing, and when they weren't exceeded pretty much immediately, I gave up soon. And then to see the review scores now, I feel like that was a good decision for the time being anyway. What else?
You could buy a $200 version of BioShock a 10th anniversary edition.
Wait, what now?
It's I think it's a GameStop exclusive.
Why?
It's $200.
I know. What is it? Why?
You get both or all three BioShocks, BioShock, uh-huh. BioShock 2, and BioShock Infinite, plus okay. the downloadable content, but uh-huh. without BioShock 2's multiplayer mode because it probably doesn't work anymore.
I'm guessing. That makes sense. And it is only at GameStop.
Uh-huh. And these are all remasters.
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for the $200.
You get a 11-inch statue of a big daddy and a little sister.
But why is it $200?
The statue lights up and emits sound.
But why is it $200?
And the big daddy's drill is motorized.
Oh.
Motorized how?
It spins.
Oh, the drill. The drill spins. But I... Are they only making like 20 of them? Is that why they're $200?
It'll be $59.99 at some point.
So dumb.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. great games.
But it's a lot of do-re-mi.
Right.
For games that are that old. That's ridiculous.
Right.
They've got some balls over there at wherever they are.
A 2K. Wow. Oh, 2K. I finished reading that book I was reading too, Significant Zero, yep. which is all about 2K games. Mm. That gets really good. It goes in detail about Spec Ops The Line and the writing involved and all the delays and everything that went on with that.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. It's really good. I think you should definitely read it, Chibi. Get around
okay.
to it.
Okay. I'm almost done with my stupid time travel thriller.
Cool. What's that? Which one's that?
You're reading fiction?
Split Second or something? I told you it was on Kindle Unlimited. I've been reading it over the last 3 months, even though it's like really short. Hmm. I used to read, I only read on the train, really. But it's good.
What else? New this week? We have... I don't know. 8 million indie games came out for the Switch again.
I see that. And Hulu and Doom, which came out last week.
And it Doom seems to do okay on the Switch.
Yep. Yeah, people seem to really like it, which is good.
And Skyrim is this week?
Is it?
I think it might be Friday.
I saw there's Legend of Zelda gear you could put on your guys in that now.
Oh, they showed some of that at E3, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what's funny, though? Every time I see, because, you know, every time they're about to release a new version of Skyrim, you go on the internet and they post all sorts of stuff about Skyrim, like lots of pictures of people talking about, man, Skyrim's awesome. Isn't Skyrim awesome? And then I sit there and I'm like, yeah, Skyrim is awesome. I should really play Skyrim again. And then I go home and I'm like, I know I have all these games on my backlog, but I really want to play Skyrim again. And I'm no, bad wombat, no, play other games. But Skyrim is right there. It's on my console hard drive. Play this instead.
How much is it on the Switch?
It's like 60, I assume.
Yeah, I think it's $60.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Price game. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not getting it on the Switch. I just said I would, you know, I was just thinking.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got here?
That's about it.
I think we're new released.
Oh, wait, Mario Party, the top 100 for 3DS.
That's great. I think we talked about enough new releases.
If you say so, I'm not going to argue with you. Maybe later, I will. All right, it's time for multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff.
And stuff.
The stuff is coming after the Overwatch news, which is it's getting support on the Xbox One X. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Enhancements, Wombat.
Whatever that means, as well.
And Destiny is as well. Thank you, Shipwreck.
Yeah. I'm still playing a lot of Destiny.
You are?
Yes.
I had a feeling that was the case.
Uh-huh. Level... 286, 287, somewhere in that range.
Getting up to my caliber.
Yeah. I mean, we play like maybe an hour and a half a night.
It's pretty good. It's solid right there.
Yeah. That's a well-put-together game for shooting people.
I'm excited to see what the expansions do, what improvements they bring. if they change the loot system up at all. Like, because first Destiny, they made some pretty big changes when the expansions came out.
I don't know if they need to make as many, though, this time. There were some real issues with that last game that right. they didn't fix until that.
Oh, but if you read the official Destiny forums on Bungie.net, you will see people disagree with you on that.
There seems
to be a lot of issues. I don't, I can't really. Well, I mean, I have issues too. Can't really argue that it's not perfect. I don't have much incentive to play
it was. I never said it was
perfect.
You
got to 300 or whatever, right?
Close.
Yeah.
I got my money's worth. I'm not complaining.
I was going to say, I enjoyed the heck out of what I played in that game. And I got up to, 280 something? I'm like, I did fine. I did all right. I'm not complaining about the time I had in Destiny.
Are you going to buy the season pass or whatever?
I didn't buy the season pass. Are you gonna? I don't know.
I'm gonna buy two of them.
Yeah.
I think Shipwreck has to. He has to buy two of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am okay with not having one at this time in my life.
I'm gonna see. Very curious to the differences between Xbox One X version and the PlayStation 4 Pro version.
I have to finish up Marvel Heroes before.
Oh yeah. What happened there? They just decided to. Stop Marvel Heroes?
Yeah, they just stopped it. It's still up. It's up right now. I would not buy anything in it, though, if I were you, because you're going to go in there one day, and it won't be there. But
that was a pretty short life on consoles.
It did. Less than a year.
That's not good.
No, it is not good. I feel bad. I really liked that game. I think that it would have been a better served game as like just a straight forward game and not like a free to play, little pieces kind of game.
Right.
But
like a normal release.
Like a normal release with all the characters, it might have done better because it is essentially, it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance at its core. It's not as polished.
No.
No, it's a Diablo clone with Marvel guys in it, which, at its core is enough. Like, if that was a $30 release, I don't think people would have had a problem with that. With all those characters and the amount of time it takes to unlock everything, and there's lots of cool powers, and everyone has some unique stuff, and some of it's kind of fun, and... if you play as Rocket Raccoon and you get to level, I think it's like 9, you can unlock like a Groot for him to follow him around. I mean, there's some cool stuff in there.
Right. But, bye.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's sad because that game, like I said, that game had potential.
All right. Yeah. Well, time to talk about them microtransactions.
Sure.
And the controversy surrounding Battlefront and all the negative.
Yeah.
Negative what vibes on Reddit and Twitter
and everywhere.
Hashtag gambling and
boy did that just kind of like I guess it was because that version that came out on Tuesday came out. Is that where it all started?
Well, it's been out on EA Access since Friday, I think.
And I guess that started it as well. I mean, it just kind of like, was it 2 days ago? You went online and it was just a wall of complaints on social media, just everywhere.
People not like pay to win mechanics in multiplayer games. That's like the one big no-no of microtransactions. Like, yes. You can almost do anything but pay to win in multiplayer. You can even do pay to win in single player. People get mad, but it's like you can't really argue that you've broken the game by doing that. I mean, whatever, it's different enough. Mm-hmm. But in multiplayer, it's like it goes against everything that gamers look for in a game. They don't want that. And they let EA know on Reddit with the most downvoted comment ever from...
Not just the most downvoted, but like the most downvoted by like a thousand times the one before it.
Downvoted into oblivion.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty ridiculous. And it was a very powerful statement. I mean, they made one of the quickest changes I've seen in the game, especially around something that it technically is priced. you know,
right. So they announced that they're going to cut the unlock costs for the hero, for some of the heroes or all the heroes by 75%. Some of the heroes that you can play with in multiplayer are locked at the start, and you have to earn the in-game currency so that you can unlock them. And you do that through loot box. You do that through winning game or playing games in multiplayer and in loot boxes. But they did the math because the game has been out for a couple of days, like pre-release. See, this is how it sort of blows back in your face too. Like, by having all this whole weird release schedule because you want to sell a version of the game that's more expensive, but have it come out
3 days early.
Right. But then you've got a subscription service and they get the game 5 days early. So now it has to be 5 days earlier than the early release.
Yep. Yeah. Oh no. It's such a debacle, this whole thing. And they shot themselves in the foot because they have, again, it's all of these, you know, it's the game, the center of this game, from everything that I can tell, is to get you to spend money on things in this game. And they made it at launch incredibly difficult to unlock pretty much anything through gameplay.
Right.
Technically, you could. It's very similar to, you know, I've talked about this before, the skins in whatchamacallit, in Injustice 2. There are some premium skins that can only be unlocked with source crystals. And technically, you can play the game to get enough source crystals to buy them, but it's pretty much impossible. You have to spend money. And the thing, though, is if you buy source crystals to get the skin, you could buy the exact skin you want. You're not getting a loot box and getting something at random.
But the difference is those are just skins. And this is actual stuff that affects your game.
Exactly. And those are just skins. You can very happily spend 200 hours playing that game and not miss a shiny gold skin for your Superman.
People will complain about skins being in loot boxes, but having pay to win mechanics in loot boxes, they go beyond complaining. They explode, and that's what happened here.
Yeah.
Ship, why do you think that EA chose to put they had to know it was going to be controversial, right? And to put it in like the premier Star Wars game seems like it was pretty risky.
They knew what they were doing. I don't think that they figured out the economy before they launched it.
But is that so? I mean, how could you do this like so willy nilly? You figure like you would have had to thoroughly research. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the game could be successful. Even if it sells less copies, if the people who buy the game are going nuts buying loot boxes, and they could be raking in the money.
That may be what they were anticipating. Maybe that's what they're hoping for. But I don't think Disney would be happy about that. I think Disney, as a company, is looking at the reach and the amount of people that bought the game as being probably more important to them than a handful of people that spend a lot of money on the game
and not being labeled as gambling.
Yeah, yeah, and not be had. I told you both earlier today that JPEG that's been going around with, you know, how it's gambling and why it's gambling and warn your children, well, parents, don't buy this game.
Right.
That made it to my local parents page on Facebook.
What was the reaction?
There wasn't any, which was sort of a bummer, but it was there. So
somebody should have put Trump's head on there.
You know, video game stuff never makes it there.
Right.
But the fact that parents are warning other parents not to buy their children this game for Christmas because it has gambling is a pretty big deal, because that has nothing to do with us and our people. But it means that it's actually gone that far. That's the conversation. That's the, you know, the fake news story that, you know, this game is gambling. Don't buy it for your children for Christmas. And that's a big deal. And people at EA must be livid. And people at Disney must be super livid.
Did you see in Belgium that Battlefront and Overwatch's loot boxes are being investigated by the government?
It doesn't surprise me. It's a, you know, it's a matter of time. I do. I think it's I know there's a lot of arguments, like, you know, you can compare it to, say, like, baseball cards or something like that, but mm-hmm. yeah, and it wouldn't, and it's not an unfair comparison. But there's this whole,
well, you get something, right? I mean, you get something for when you put money in. So it's not it's not gambling.
It's not gambling because you're not getting money back.
Right. Or not getting money back.
Or is it because these loot boxes have an in-game currency in them? Is that sort of the gray area?
No, I think, well, according to this Belgium situation, the guy from, I don't know, somebody from Belgium says that it makes miners are especially vulnerable. And as soon as you bring, you know, to being taken advantage of by loot boxes, it says, because of the societal pressure to spend more money to boost their strength, that they sort of feel that miners will be taken advantage of more than other groups. And I guess that's, you know, that's a red flag. So I don't know. It should be interesting to see if it makes that much of an impact in the United States.
Did you read any of the Ask Me Anything that the Dice Guys did on Reddit?
Oh, very little.
Okay. Well, one of the other things, this is actually super shitty, is so there's an arcade mode in the game, the offline mm-hmm. mode.
Yep.
And there's a cap on how many credits you can earn in a day on it.
Yeah, that I read that part. That was pretty shitty.
And it's we want to let players earn credits offline mode via more relaxed game mode. We needed to also find a way to make sure it wouldn't be exploited in a way that wouldn't impact the multiplayer. Because of that, we made the decision to limit the number of credits earned to stop potential abuse. So they're saying that they limited the amount of credits you could earn in offline because they don't want people exploiting it for multiplayer. But you can buy as many as you want.
that exploitation
and exploit multiplayer up the wazoo.
That's not exploitation. That's donation.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a terrible answer. And they got ridiculed for that answer on social media, rightfully so, by a whole bunch of people in the industry. It's just sad. This whole thing is sad.
Should they have gone on Reddit today and done that? That seems like a weird thing, a weird idea.
Well, they're trying to show that they're listening and that they're going to make changes. And that, like, don't worry.
They haven't really said that. Well,
don't worry, guys. It's fine. We're listening. We're going to make changes. There's going to be more updates. We promise. Buy the game. Hmm. I have a family. I need this job.
I mean, somehow
help me.
Most of the people who worked on this game have nothing to do with this economy situation.
No, it's,
don't know that.
But there are
I'm pretty sure the guy that was designing art for this game.
Well, yeah.
Coding.
Well, the vast majority of people that worked on this game had nothing to do with it.
Are not involved in those decisions.
But there are still people at DICE that were involved in those decisions.
Of course. They have to craft the game around it.
So,
maybe it was their idea.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly possible.
Yes, people as think they
like,
said,
oh, EA is evil. That's they tell them, you know, they insert those microtransaction systems and they inject them in right into the pure blood of the developer. But it's probably not how it works.
As the one of the DICE people said on Reddit today, we were incredibly saddened by the negative response from you, the community on Reddit about the game. In fact, we hated it. We truly did because we wanted to make a game that you love. We've made a really cool, fun, and beautiful game, but it was overshadowed by issues with the progression system. Mm-hmm. We will fix this. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for more specifics and details once they get set. So the question is maybe cancel your pre-order and wait?
But my $10 gift card.
I know, but I have that $10 off coupon that's only good for this game.
I can wait. I have my 8 hours left or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so somebody wrote in, Libby wrote in, and she said, do you feel like the loot box fiasco is going to land EA in front of Congress? For selling gambling to children a la Night Trap in the 90s.
if that image that made it to my locals parents group,
it's Fox News, next stop.
Yeah, if it makes it to more parents groups, and those parents groups get the attention of the media, and you turn on your morning news, and Matt Lauer says, gambling in a children's game? Then yes. If it never makes it that far, then no. If it doesn't get past people complaining on Twitter that follow the same people that you follow on Twitter, then it's not gonna, it's then it's just a tempest in a teapot, I believe is the saying. So
it really depends. Fart in an oxygen tank?
Yeah.
So, woo! Zelda chiming in.
She has some things. She has thoughts on loot boxes as well.
She hates
food. Is there food in these boxes? Oh, stop being loud.
Shipwreck, anything else to add for this loot box contract? Is Star Wars still going to sell, be fine, or is it fucked?
No, it'll still sell.
Well, the last one sold well, but it was still a disappointment.
Right. So this one will be the same.
But they'll have all that sweet loot box revenue.
Right.
Will they, though? That's the thing.
I think
they will. They will.
I think they're going to do fine.
Yeah.
The sales might go down for a while, and there might be some pre-orders canceled. But
those whales will be spending $200 on loot boxes.
I think what hurts it more than anything is that they're the content of the game, like
in
combination with this, like the Roger Rogers and the stormtrooper that we don't know anything about.
Right. I completely agree. That's a bigger problem than the loot boxes, in my opinion. For me, it is.
Yeah. Oh, no. That is a big problem. Do you think they would have been... Do you think the game would have been better if in addition to these new maps, they just also threw in all the old maps just to kind of keep it oversaturated with content?
I would like there to be a switch on the game that says limit content to the three good movies. And then the other content doesn't show up in the game.
So exactly what I'm saying. Like all the new, like you have all the new weapons and all the new heroes,
sure,
and all the new maps, but you still had access to, within the same game, go to Tatooine, Hoth, and Endor.
I mean, I literally never want to go to Naboo, and I do not want to be the Roger Roger guy. So make it so I don't have to do that, and I'll be happier. And add in the old shit too. Yeah, I like those old things. I like the Death Star stuff. I mean, I'm not going to get tired of Death Star maps. I'm pretty sure.
Or do you think they should have just had another, like, new versions of those maps?
Fine. They did. Well, Hoth they did. Hoth is on there.
Okay. I don't know.
And it's great. It's like, fuck yeah. AT-ATs, those tower things. We love that.
But I don't want more Endor. Give me more Endor.
They got Endor on there, but then they got like a bunch of other shit that you forgot instantly as soon as you saw it from all the new movies. I don't know.
They have Jabba's Cantina on there?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it. Yeah, Jabba's Bar. Just give me more of the old stuff.
Give me Mos Eisley.
Let me play his Jabba. Fuck yeah. How many hours do I have to play to unlock Jabba? That's what I want to know. I think it's very interesting, the whole situation, and I'm glad that people were vocal about their displeasure. I think it's only good for the industry in the long run. You can't keep squeezing blood out of a rock. I think you gotta.
I think there is a happy medium.
Cosmetics. Make a lot. Keep making cosmetics for the game, like skins and emotes. Just make a ton of them, and put them in loot boxes.
I think there's a way to make it. There is a way to make it work. And again, and I'll bring up because it's the game I play the most. That has loot boxes.
Don't say Injustice.
I was gonna say.
Don't
Injustice.
You dare talk about Injustice again.
Because that you can't buy loot boxes in Injustice.
Oh really?
Loot boxes are not for sale with real money in Injustice. You can only get them through gameplay. It's the only way to get loot boxes. And sometimes there are some weeks, depending upon the event, they're really easy to get. And some weeks, depending upon the event, they're difficult to get. It really just depends.
So what are you paying for? Shaders and...
That's it.
Shaders.
That's it. It's the only thing you can spend real money on.
And the characters.
And yeah, and the character, the DLC characters.
See, I don't think they should be selling the characters.
There's only two things you can spend real money on.
Shaders and the downloadable content characters. So, but none of it's in a box. None of it is hidden. None of it is random. The only random stuff is the gear, and that's in the loot boxes that you can't buy with real money.
See, I'd rather them give you all the characters. We're talking about Injustice. Give you all the characters and keep coming. You know, every few months you come out with a few more characters. Include that all in the $60 in the regular price. And put all the skins and emotes and shit in loot boxes.
And you'll get there are no emotes. But
I know. Well, whatever they have, you know, they could add some shit like voice lines, just like
they
kind of.
I mean, but they technically already did that. They just didn't give you all the characters. I mean, the only thing you could pay for is shaders,
right?
So you think the shaders should have been random and cost more money? That
no money, just put them in loot boxes. Well,
Then you.
Give me all the character. Give me all the content for the game, like all the meaty content of the game, in with my $60. So that's in characters, maps, things of that nature. If you want to add skins and emotes and sprays and voice lines, stuff like that, if you put them in loot boxes and let me earn a loot box every once in a while, and I'll never pay for one, but there's plenty of people who will, and you'll make money that way. You'll probably do better. Than charging separately for each character and map.
See,
and
I'd rather like I think I'm on the I don't know if I agree.
Madness.
I know. There's part of me that's like, you know, there's the, you know, the $100 version of this game, which has all the characters and some, it does have some bonus skins if you buy that whole pack. And but you get, what is it? 12? Is it 12? 9 or 12? I don't even know what it is. Well, there's all four turtles, so I feel like it's now 12.
Yeah, but with my system, you paid $60 and you got all that.
Yeah, but...
I like my system.
With your system, you pay for all that, but then it's, you know, what are they throwing behind the paywall that isn't already behind a...
So you're saying none of the cosmetics and loot boxes.
So do you not get any of the gear, or is it harder now to get the gear? Because the gear is
like... Put the gear in the loot boxes.
But how hard is it now to get a loot box? Because now getting a loot box is fairly easy, and you may get good gear.
I don't know, like every half hour you get a loot box.
Yeah, see, now when I play this game, I get a loot box like every 3 minutes.
Oh, all right, so whatever. We can work on that.
I was going to say, because it's again,
just
it's
put it out there. We'll see what people say.
Wait till they burn our offices down.
I mean, again, it's the hard part with the loot box is finding that balance. At least with a game where I'm just paying for these characters, I know what I'm paying for. I'm paying for these characters.
No, you're
and
not.
For some people, that's fine. For me, that's fine. If you told me you spent $100 on Injustice 2 and you love the game, then there's nothing wrong with the $100 you spent on Injustice 2 and you love the game. But if you spent $60...
But it segments the audience, and like, so you're playing multiplayer and there's some people who have the characters and some people that don't.
It doesn't stop you from playing against that person in a fighting game. It doesn't segment the audience.
Oh, all right. That's a good point.
Yeah, like there's no segmented audience.
But now I have to download all those files, even though I can't use them.
Their files are tiny. I'm like, no, you're not making any
sense.
Moving
on.
Yes, let's move on. I've already solved the problem.
Yep.
Let's do it like Overwatch. You're welcome, everybody.
Have no content in your game and sell loot boxes? Yeah, that's a perfect way to do it. It should be like Titanfall 2. Where they sell shaders and skins, and nothing is in a box. And if you want to buy something, you just buy what you want.
The reason it's not like Titanfall 2 is because that didn't...
It didn't work.
That didn't... Yeah, that did not work the way that
they
wanted
the financials. Yeah, that's not... Right.
There's no loot box.
It's not a loot box.
There's no box. It's just...
Well, that's the... We need loot boxes because we need to take advantage of people.
That's pay for what you want.
Yeah, but that's not good. People want to be fucked with mentally, and that's why loot boxes are successful.
You should be able to earn loot boxes in the game to give you random stuff. But if you want to circumvent the surprise, then you buy what you want.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah. So you have both. That's the best of both worlds.
Overwatch doesn't even let you do that. Overwatch, you...
And if Overwatch did let you buy just what you wanted, at this point, like say you unlocked everything with loot boxes, if like three things,
right,
and you could get those three things for $5, would right. you plunk down the $5 for those three things?
They would have a much better chance of getting my money if they did it that way.
I know.
How much money would it take me to end this conversation?
I will say
$4.99.
About $37.
Done.
All right. Where else are we here on the... Oh, Telltale Games had a big round of layoffs. I think...
That's sad.
It's definitely sad. Definitely stinks. They made a lot of games in like a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. With a lot of licenses that were probably very expensive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I wonder how many of them were very successful besides the Minecraft one. Because people are getting sort of sick of that engine, I think. Mm-hmm. It's getting a little long in the tooth. But hopefully they rebound and everything's beautiful.
Hopefully everybody finds jobs.
Absolutely. Let's move on to Microsoft. Wombat, what's going on in your gifting central?
Someone actually gifted me a game.
Of course they did.
One person sent me
Halo 5. Halo 5?
For Castles.
Oh. Castles.
It was on sale last week for $1.25.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel bad accepting it. Like, no. I'll take your $1.25.
How's the game?
It's cute. I actually played it. It's a puzzle game that with couch co-op. So Sabrina and I played that together on Sunday afternoon. It's difficult, and the controls are a little muddy, but it's a cute game.
Hmm.
So,
did you do any gifting?
Huh?
Yeah.
Did you do any gifting?
I didn't do any gifting because I'm a bad person.
You have to pay it forward.
And now, you know what? I should have gifted you Castles. And now that you say it, I'm like, oh, that was stupid. That would have been funny, and I didn't. And now I feel dumb. Oh, well. Black Friday starts on Friday, so Black Friday sales on both consoles start on Friday.
This Friday?
Yep. Yep, right. For Gold and Plus members, Black Friday sales start this Friday, not next Friday.
While we're talking about Xbox and Xbox One X, I got a message from a CAG who basically told me that my TV is bad. Because he had the same one, and he just bought a new TV. And now the Xbox One X looks amazing on it. So he's saying that the reason that I'm not blown away by the One X is that I have the bad HDR and the bad lighting on my TV in general.
Have you tried plugging it into the smaller Samsung?
No.
I was just about to say that. Have you tried moving it and seeing if it looks any different?
No. That one has the bad HDR too.
Does it?
Yeah.
You sure?
It does. There's like different levels of HDR. Don't you remember people with the show Feedback were saying that we had the bad HDR and that my guests were going to hate the bad HDR?
I don't know.
I say give it a shot and see how it looks.
Yep.
Oh, that's why. It's not going to be any different. It's another Samsung.
What else do you have to do during your day?
Not move my Xbox.
You have nothing else to do except do something that keeps your listeners interested.
That's not going to be interesting.
Just do it.
Wouldn't it be more interesting?
How many people will it take to tell you to try it for you to try it? I need a number.
How come you're not telling 10? Me to buy? Why are you not telling me to buy a 75-inch Sony television?
I don't know. Why aren't you telling me to buy a 75-inch Sony television?
You should.
I have no interest in buying a 75-inch Sony television.
Why not?
Because they're expensive, and I
Black Friday though.
No, I won't be home for Black Friday.
It's $400.
I won't be home for Black Friday. It doesn't matter if it's $1 or $5.
You don't have to be home. They have internet on computers now.
I won't have good internet access where I'll be.
Where are you going? Underwater?
Yes. No, going to the mountains.
Jesus.
My man.
Yeah. Aquaman's favorite place. Inland to the mountains.
The mountains.
Did you see that Ben Q announced a new 4K projector?
$2,000.
Nice. Great. Yep.
So when are you getting it?
I have to see what the throw distance is on that one.
Throw distance, eh?
Yep.
You trust it about as far as you can throw it? Is that
right? Right. I've got a short throw set up, so I need to make sure that the ones that they're going to put out are short throw. But it doesn't come out until January timeframe, I think. But that seems like a good price point. They're getting down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Wombat, it's almost time for you to get 4K.
I feel like I have a good year.
It's time. Black Friday.
Wombat's gifting central.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone wants to send me a TV, just send me a DM.
Make sure it has the good HDR.
Right. Somebody gift Wombat an Xbox One X also, because you could probably actually do that.
You can, I think, gift. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever. I'm fine.
Everybody just shower Wombat in Xbox One X's.
Stop.
He should. I want him to wear them as shoes. Stop. And have them strapped to his shoulders also. Like a One X mech.
Mm-hmm.
Very short mech. At Gowanus 007 writes in, Xbox One X sales success. Oh, he wants us to talk about the Xbox One X sales successes. And one thing he's always wondered is about the US data cap problem. And why do people complain about game sizes and not ISP issues? Yeah, I don't have a data cap. So I've never had a data cap, I think, on any internet service that I've had. But that's not the case for some people. And in the U.S.
For many people.
And in the U.S., there's many places where you don't have a choice of who your internet service provider is.
And net neutrality is going back on the chopping block in about 2 weeks.
And if you live in like a rural area, you may only have one company that services you. And that's not a good situation. The Xbox One sales success... they say it's selling better than the PlayStation 4 Pro did, selling quicker.
That's more marketing behind it, right?
It definitely does.
Like a lot more marketing than
PS4 Pro. Yeah, there was none for the Pro, as far as I remember.
Right.
But I don't think that's, at least at $500, that's not doing much for Microsoft. Like they're not selling that many that it's moving the needle at all. It may set them up for like some big moves later.
Well, the holiday deals they're having for the Xbox One S are pretty hard to beat if you don't have an Xbox.
Cheap as hell.
I was about to say $189 for an HD console. That's pretty good.
4K streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Sony. At Ed's Penalty Box writes in and says, Best Buy has PSVR for under $200 starting Sunday. Vive and Oculus have seen prices slashed also. Is VR dead or is it price adjusting for mass appeal?
VR is dead.
Well, there's going to be new generations of...
VR is dead.
It's not that it's dead. It's that it's got a while before it becomes alive, I think.
It's dormant. Is that better?
Sure. It's in hibernation.
Okay. VR is dormant.
Yeah, for Sony, I think it's more dead.
When my children are in college, we'll circle back around to this VR conversation.
Eventually, when people are more, I don't know. I just think either you want to put like a big device on your head and play video games, or you don't. There's a lot of people who don't, and I don't know if you can get past that until. It's more like
there's
regular glasses.
There's no price that they would put on this thing that would
right.
make me buy it.
Right. That's my point.
Right.
There's a lot of people out there like who just don't care. The idea of putting a fucking helmet on to play games is just not something that they're interested in doing. Even if they're big gamers like Ship. So until it becomes like sunglasses that are like regular glasses that don't look crazy or heavy or something like that, I think it's... The mass appeal is very limited. Still enjoying my iPhone X. In case you were wondering, I just sent a nice shit an emoji to you guys earlier. Hope
Thank
you enjoyed
you for that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good time. Let me know if you want any custom ones for your daughter. Like a talking poop that knows her name.
Oh. I showed the ones that you sent to my kids.
See? It's fun.
They laughed. Why is Cheapy always a poop? That's what Elliot said to me. Why is Cheapy always a poop? I don't know.
I'm not always a poop.
Why is he always a poop?
I like the poop and emoji. What do you want from me?
Because it's funny.
Let's just go into the gag bag.
Sure.
Because poop. It's about that time. At Chris WC Pal writes in and asks, do you think there's a place in the mobile phone space for a dedicated gaming phone? Like the Xperia Play, what would a company need to do differently to succeed where Sony and Nokia failed? I feel like Nintendo could have pulled that off if they actually spent money.
Didn't they try that?
Make a phone?
Didn't they?
A phone?
I remember Nintendo phone, but
I remember the cereal.
Oh, I thought you said Sony. Sorry.
No, Sony tried it, but
yeah,
it was...
Yeah, that's where I was getting confused. I thought you said Sony, but you said Nintendo, and my brain heard something.
Yeah, Sony
different.
Had the one that like played PlayStation 1 mm-hmm. games or whatever.
And even Microsoft kind of tried it with a Windows phone. It didn't quite work.
I don't think there's a market for this.
No, I don't think, because it's not a... Yeah. No, because, you know, phone... The pocket computer has so much more, many more functions than playing games. It's playing games on your phone is a bonus for the phone. Like, oh, I have this thing that I could do so much on and it plays games. I don't want something that could play games and do those other things. Does that make sense?
Well, I just think if people are looking to play a game beyond what a phone game is, that those are the same people who go and buy a DS or a Switch anyways. So... Mm. I don't think there's not a lot of area in between there. No, I phone games are pretty good for what they are.
Like, I've been playing that Game of Thrones world building game. That's pretty
sure
good.
You have. That sounds like a game.
Do you even watch the show?
No, but
what?
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You played it.
I played the game on my phone though.
Right.
Why would you play the game, a licensed game?
Game of Thrones game. Conquest. I've been playing that.
Why? Because
someone asked me to try out their game, so I tried it out.
Okay.
Yeah, because someone...
Okay,
very,
so there was a reasonable explanation.
Yes, someone who worked on that game very politely asked me to try their game, and I tried it as a thing, and I've been playing it still.
I accept your explanation. You are not a psychopath.
No, and they didn't, you know, it's a free game, so it's not like they had to send me a code or anything. They're like, hey, it would be really nice if you could check out our game. So
Got
I did.
Did they give you a lot of Smurf berries?
No, they gave me nothing. A whole lot of nothing. This is a, you know, me being a gentleman.
Nice. Is that going to drive you to watch the TV show now?
No. I started reading the first book once. Oh, I never finished it.
All right.
So, I'm a bad person.
Did we answer this guy's question?
Sure.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
At Gwaki asks, what is the one game that each of you wants to finish by the end of the year? For example, Horizon Zero Dawn for Wombat.
Which I
He's
won't
not
finish.
Finish that.
I'm not going to finish that by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
I would like to finish Wolfenstein 2 by the end of the year, and I feel like that's realistic.
Yes, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to finish? For the DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn? Mm-hmm. Aha, I turned that question around.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing that, by the way. It's good.
Good.
Cool.
Surprise.
Yes. Good game is good.
Guess where it takes place?
It takes place in the desert where Aquaman lives.
Exactly.
My man, the desert.
Why is my skin so dry? What's this
you need
weird
me to
feeling
do anything?
In my throat?
Anybody need me to do anything? Go out, get some like drinks or something, because I'm gonna do that here.
Also, I'm melting. I guess Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else.
Yeah, Horizon's still on my list. I need to finish that Uncharted.
I killed a Frostclaw.
Lady Uncharted.
Yeah, that was just on sale at Best Buy for cheap. I'm sure it is going to be again on Black Friday. Yeah, that was good. I rented that.
I got to finish this Mario game too.
Right. Good luck.
I'm getting there.
It's funny because if you weren't playing that game the way you were playing it, you probably would have finished it like 3 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because I would not Destiny. Have stopped playing it. I would just keep going through it all. But we go and we beat a brutal every couple days. And we're making it happen.
Yeah.
That's enough.
All right, then.
I don't want to read any more of these. I want to go sit down.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter, GPD, New Wombat, Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, of course. You're going to want to follow at Video Game Deals for all the Black Friday madness that's quickly approaching. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. We're also on Facebook. Facebook.com/GBassGamer. I have to mail out an Xbox One X to a winner of our giveaway.
Who won? Do you know?
Yeah, of course I know. I have to mail it out. It wasn't you. It was nobody you know, I'm pretty sure.
I was going to say, you don't want to give that guy a shout out?
Oh, I forgot his name.
Well, okay.
He doesn't, trust me, he doesn't give a shit about the shout out. He wants the fucking Xbox.
I don't know. Some people like shout outs.
I brought it to the post office today and I made a mistake. I thought they were open till 6, but they were only open till 5. So I carried an Xbox outside for no reason.
That stinks.
We're doing a show next week? We said yes.
I thought we were going to try. Let's go with Tuesday? We'll try.
We have a sponsor obligation.
Then we're doing a show next week.
Shoot for Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That'd be good. All right. Thank you, everybody. See you next week.
Bread's done.
Half human, half animal.
Thunder, 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 yes.
Thundercats, Mummer and Lion-O, each sold separately.
I'm Mummer, want the sword of Gungara.
With this secret power ring, battery not included, you can make Lion-O's eyes light up. With Battlematic action, you control their swords.
The sword is mine, Lion-O.
That's what you think, Mummer.
Thundercats, Mummer and Lion-O with light up eyes, each sold separately. New from LJN.